And so the question is that if the news of the day is one of financial crisis, that's going to lead to different results from periods that are good times. Certainly, but look at Bill Clinton's election in 1992 with his campaign strategy, putting signs up everywhere. "It's the economy, stupid," was the campaign slogan, always to focus on the recession, figuring that would be to the advantage of the Democrats, and it probably was. In the next election, 96, the financial situation was much better, and cultural issues became much more important in that election, although the actual voting patterns were very, very similar in 92 and in 96. And times when military concerns are foremost, 2004 would be a good example. That tends to benefit the Republicans, who do better in polling on national security issues. Although this election a bit different, because most of the populace does not think the Republican strategy in Iraq has been successful, so they've actually lost ground. But in 2004, that was a big selling point for them. So yeah, in general, people would say that if security, crime issues, that was something that really aided Ronald Reagan's election, also the election of George Bush Sr. in 1988. These are years when crime was on the rise. People were afraid of it. Republicans, more hard line, that helps them. Violent crime has declined quite a bit since then. It's not as much of an issue. And so now, yes, it's economic issues, and that helps the Democrats. And so that's pretty well established, those different patterns. Yes?